Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
A global icon of the game before the game was truly global. A name that's known, loved, respected all over the world. What a remarkable story. What a fantastic legacy he leaves behind
him. The real face of football, not just in Brazil, but I think the entire world. I mean, he was the one who really took the game to the next level.
A marvellous man and a marvellous footballer. And I'm so glad I got the chance to meet my hero.
Tonight, we honour the greatest player to have ever graced a football field. The winner is Edson Arantes do Nascimento. You know him as Pelé.
We didn't have this prize in South America, but now I thank God I complete my trophy at home.
Pelé is the most famous and most popular man in Brazil in the 1960s.
Pelé deserves that credit for putting Brazil on the international stage.
Oh, and Trosteo in now, Pelé! Fires! With a stolen in boot, Pelé puts that one in there.
Pelé was a Brazilian sporting icon, but he meant so much to world football, world soccer. I mean, he was really, can we think of another global face of soccer in quite the same way as Pelé? I don't think so.
The perfect, complete package. The king of the global game.
You're listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast as we pay tribute to the king, Pelé, who passed away on Thursday at the age of 82. The Brazilian won 3 World Cups for his country and was widely regarded as one of the greatest ever to play the game. Over the next 20 minutes or so, we'll hear from a whole host of names, including some current Premier League managers, those who shared the pitch with him, and those who were lucky enough to meet him in person. I'm John Jackson, and this is Pelé, TalkSport's tribute to the king. As tributes continue to pour in for one of football's greatest icons, last night's Premier League games held a minute's applause ahead of kickoff to remember the legendary striker. But how have the current crop of Premier League bosses remembered him? Here are the likes of Mikel Arteta, Pep Guardiola, Frank Lampard, Eddie Howe and Antonio Conte, who've all paid tribute to the Brazilian superstar.
I never saw him play. So I spoke with, for example, Menotti, and he said to me that it was the greatest.
We are talking about one of the most important players in the world.
In my era, you grew up knowing of Pelé, thinking of him as the best player in the world, that the world's ever seen at that moment.
The legacy, when after many, many years, still we are talking about him, still are talking about a good movie, a good book, is because you were so good.
It was so, so important for football, and I think he deserves call him like the best ever.
Huge respect for him as a player and as a person, as I think all the responses in the last, since yesterday when we all found out the news have shown. It was a great man as well as a great player.
Pelé was an important person in football, one of the most popular, maybe the more popular player in football.
Someone that probably changed the dimension of a single player in world football, because he could do a bit of everything. He was probably the most complete player that the game has ever seen.
Seeing the reaction of everybody, media, everyone connected with football, he's certainly well remembered around the world.
He was always a person that lived without arrogance. He showed always to be an humble person, despite, in my opinion, he was with Maradona the best players in the world.
These type of players makes our business, our work, our job, whatever you wanna say, a better place.
A big miss for the football world.
Incredible icon and one of the greatest, without a doubt. So, sad day for football.
Former England international Alan Mullery played against Pelé three times during his career, including at the 1970 World Cup as Brazil beat England 1-0 in the group stages. He also faced him in a friendly for Fulham against Santos in 1973. And here he joined Charlie Baker and Mark Smith to tell a story about how he nutmegged Pelé during that game, as well as his other memories from their playing days together.
I'd had a chat with him before the game, you know, and he was talking well about me and yeah. I was talking great about him. And lo and behold, I said to him, look, I said, I'm going to, knock the ball in between your legs in this game. And he started laughing. He said, no chance, like, you know. So I went into the dressing room. I said, look, I want a tenner off everybody in here because I'm going to do knock the ball through his legs. And they all went, get off, you know. I said, look, I'll pay your money if you don't pay mine. And they all chipped in a tenner. After about 60 minutes, I got within about 4 yards of him and I knocked it through his legs and didn't chase the ball, but I collected the money at the end of the game. Yeah.
When you played against him for England, especially 1970, I'm thinking, what did he have as a player when you were on the pitch with him?
Everything.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that other people tried to do was stop him and foul him. I think the worst part was when he was in England in 96.
Yeah.
It's not 76.
In Portugal, yeah.
70. And Portugal kicked lumps out of him. Mm. He got carried off in the end. Which is not without. I mean, I must say, I did hit him a few times, you know, with tackles. But he was laying on the floor and he's laughing at me. And I thought, yeah, this is ridiculous. I'm trying to get rid of this fella, you know. But he remembered that when he came to the Fulham thing. He said to me, he said, look, I've got all these marks down my leg, which you did. and just give him a hug, and we chatted about this and chatted about that.
Now, I've read in your autobiography, because I've read that lovely book, if anyone wants to buy that, that you had his shirt, and then you couldn't find it in the loft, Alan.
No, we were moving, we moved house, and we had to put all the stuff in boxes, basically. And I'd got a signed shirt by him and the rest of the players. And that was packed into it. Literally, we were renting for a little while,
yeah.
So that was all in store. When we moved in, that case had been undone, and the ship had got the shirt had gone. Somebody had seen that and took it away, so I never saw it again, which was a shame.
There we are.
But I do have a shirt now that's down at Brighton, and if you ever get a chance to have a look, it's him. With his shirt, saying to me, good luck to Alan, you know, from Pelé.
Oh, fantastic.
Sign, which is fantastic. He's sitting in one of the rooms at Brighton.
Legendary football commentator Barry Davis was a familiar voice at the 1970 World Cup, a tournament which saw Pelé lift his third title with Brazil. Barry joined Jason Cundy and Darren Bent on TalkSport Drive and described what it was like to see him play in the flesh in Brazil some 52 years ago.
What a player, what an artist, and what a character. Top of the tree. He's a giant of the game. Many have stood on his shoulders in subsequent years, but no one has reached his standard. He was wonderful. Lived up to everything that one expected of him. And so often... what was expected was delivered, and done without apparently any thought in his mind other than he was going to do this, going to do that, but he was doing it. He was thinking what he was going to do. He was already, you know, a chapter ahead in his quality of play. He was so natural at doing things. I mean, I remember from the 70 World Cup. Against the Uruguayan goalkeeper Mazurkiewicz. Pelé did a double fake on him in the area, and sent the goalkeeper the wrong way. This is on towards the edge of the area, and missed by a whisker, and then. The header that produced the great save from Gordon Banks. I mean, he could do anything. He was He was only 5'9", but he could climb very high and was very strongly muscled in the neck and could put power on a header. And he could do everything. He really was naturally gifted to the extreme.
Barry, how will you best remember Pelé?
I think I might remember the fact that I saw him score a goal. I would, in 1970, that was the best team that I've ever seen play football. And I remember the final goal, which included something like 6, 7, maybe even 8 passes, started off by Clodoaldo, and then finishing up at Pelé, who just didn't even seem to look, but it was just the movement of the body, and he played it right in to the path of Carlos Alberto's run, and it produced the fourth and final goal, a brilliant goal that went from one end of the pitch almost to the other.
Still to come, we'll see how the people of Brazil are reacting to the news of Pelé's passing, and we'll look at his influence on the USA after a spell with the New York Cosmos. This is the TalkSport Daily Podcast and TalkSport's tribute to the king.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
He's the king, all right, and always will be.
Pelé deserves that credit for putting Brazil on international stage.
Really important for we Brazilian, I think for everybody who loves football.
For a very long time, the most talented player of each team used to have the number 10 on the back, and that's also a Pelé legacy.
Segundo gol de sua senhoria, o senhor Edson Arantes do Nascimento Pelé.
Who is the all-time number one? I'm going with Pelé.
Pelé had everything, that all the attributes you need to be the greatest footballer.
For every Brazilian, Pelé is the number one.
It's obviously Pelé. You know, yeah, I'm on a Brazilian team, but Pelé, Rivellino, Gerson, Jairzinho, they're some great players, but Pelé obviously was the star.
Rivellino, watch Pelé now. What a beautiful goal from Pelé. El Rey Pelé.
You are not the greatest player to have ever graced a football field. The winner is Edson Arantes do Nascimento. You know him as Pelé.
He was engaging, he was funny, he was friendly, a marvellous man and a marvellous footballer. And I'm so glad I got the chance to meet my hero.
You're listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast as TalkSport pays tribute to the king, Pelé, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 82. We continue to mark our respects for the man regarded as one of the greatest players to ever play the game, but how have the people of Brazil reacted to the news of his passing? South American football expert Tim Vickery joined Charlie Baker and Mark Smith on TalkSport to discuss his legacy.
I went out and bought the papers today,
yeah.
And one of the papers, Estado de São Paulo, from the state where he lived. This might strike you as overwritten, but I think it's sincere. I think he gets away with it. Like the gods of the Olympus, Pelé doesn't get old or die. He'll always be alive, marked in the global memory as the Brazilian who used football to make humanity dream. which I think is nice. I think it gets away with it. And that thing of making humanity dream, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
The things that they're hard to express as a statistic. You mentioned it, Charlie, that dribble he gave on the Uruguayan keeper in the semi-final. That's in the semi-final of a World Cup. He's moving at that speed. How did he even think of doing that? You can't reduce that to a number, a statistic, an XG or whatever you want to call it. Just watch it and your jaw drops in awe and wonder at a great, great moment.
While Pelé played most of his club career in his native Brazil, he also made 100 appearances for the New York Cosmos in the United States between 1975 and 1977. The former England winger Dennis Chuart also played for the club in the 70s and spoke with Alex Crook and Perry Groves about the experience of playing alongside the great man himself and Pelé's influence on football in America.
He couldn't have been more gracious, more respectful. You know, he joined in training the first sessions I was there in January. He still looked as sharp as anything, still looked lean, even though very much older, 37, 38, I think it was at the time. So it really was an experience that I wouldn't have missed. But it was a unique occasion. When Pelé had been there, I don't know if you watched the video for once in a lifetime, it was the history of the New York Cosmos, and especially about Pelé's situation. Whenever he went to away games, the attendance at the away games doubled and tripled when he was playing. So that was the sort of appeal outside of New York, around the whole of the league. So it really was a phenomenon.
Dennis, I've got a picture in front of me, I think from 2012, maybe when New York Cosmos were looking to relaunch. There's Pelé there in his iconic green tracksuit. You're pictured alongside him. Was that the last time that you saw Pelé?
No, I saw him in London. There was a special dinner organised by the Nordoff Robbins Foundation, and Pelé came over, and I was invited to be as a guest down there. And also, he had a couple of special charity appearances in Manchester. And also a little bit later than that as well, he came into a big charity, big hotel in Manchester. And I heard he was there and I went across to see him there. So I have seen him a couple of times since there. But he greets you as a long lost brother. He's so respectful, very human. And the real, real pièce de résistance for me, actually, you know, my son, who's an actor and a film producer, when I was 72 years ago, he decided to produce a film of my life. And he had interviews with the 73 cup-winning team from Sunderland, the 76 league cup-winning team from Manchester City, and the 1978 winning team from Cosmos. The last bit, my son had chased Pelé around the world, and he finally got him like a week to go before the screening of the video in a local cinema. And I got a birthday wishes message from Pelé. And that would have been November 2019, so it was probably one of his last live interviews before he started to take ill just after that, you know? So I really will treasure that.
As we've been hearing on TalkSport, Pelé was also well remembered for his actions off the field, on top of the remarkable things he achieved on it. He also spent time as a minister for sport in Brazil, and Brazilian football journalist Mario Dos Anjos explained to TalkSport Breakfast how he was a source of inspiration for people not only in Brazil, but around the world.
When he scored his 1,000th goal, he urged Brazil to take care of the children in the streets, to take care of the impoverished, of the destitute, and all people in need. And he was always involved in social causes. We must remember that in 2000, he was right beside Nelson Mandela at the beginning of the Laureus Awards. And he was also... Well, for 4 years in Brazil, he was the Minister of Sport from 1995 to 1998. And he so much improved the life of football players, because he ended a system that we used to have that didn't allow the player to move to another club after the end of a contract. He was always tied to a club. So it was during his tenure as minister that Brazil ended the system that we call the system of passe. So he ended the passe, and he gave the players, and he saw many players with their careers very damaged by the fact that at the end of the contracts they could not move to another club, and for months they could not play. So he was very interesting in this point. But we also have to remember that he was a source of inspiration for people around the world, for many, many countries. He was inspiring people from South Africa to United States. I mean, he was very important for Black people communities, because they could see in him someone that went from a very destitute origin to the self-made man that football can produce.
And here's the author of Pelé's autobiography, Alex Baos. He joined Alex Crook and Perry Groves to talk about a range of topics, including who was Pelé's biggest influence and why he had Edson in his name.
The reason why he was called Edson is that he's named after Thomas Edison, because the year that he was born, 1940, was the first year that electricity reached the town where he was living. That's why his parents called him Edson. So it's, when was the last time a town in the UK got electricity? I mean, decades before that, I would have thought. So he's this kind of, he's gone from what was almost 19th century type of living to propelled the most famous person in the world. And how do you cope with that? I mean, really, how do you cope with that? And the fact that Pelé managed to cope with that really well, he was distinguished, he was calm, he maintained this kind of dignity, and he properly became an item of world heritage, so to speak, without kind of collapsing. And I guess he had to somehow keep that connection with the boy that he was.
Who was Pelé's hero when he was growing up, you know, and his inspiration?
So Pelé always said that his inspiration was his father, Don Gino, and his father was a footballer, a kind of journeyman footballer, whose career was ended because of injury. And there was this, always this sense that he was kind of getting kind of karmic revenge for the fact that his father couldn't become the player that he could have been. So I think that when you speak to Pelé, he really talks about his father, and that was, there was no kind of mass media at the time, especially not where he was growing up. He would have liked some of the Brazilian stars at the time, the kind of, the star of the generation just pre-Pelé would have been Zizinho. And before then, 1938, it would have been Leonidas. But really, Pelé, you know, he's a kind of family man. He talks about his father. And one of the things that is kind of quite interesting about a lot of these Brazilian greats is that the role of the father in their kind of development. So again, with Neymar, we say Neymar's father was also a kind of journeyman footballer, again, whose career was ended because of injury. So you see this kind of sense of the child trying to do, or having this duty almost, to do what the father couldn't do.
You've been listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast and our tribute to the legendary Brazilian striker Pelé, who passed away on Thursday at the age of 82. We'll bring you a more in-depth tribute on tomorrow's podcast, as Danny Kelly hosts a special documentary on the life and career of the footballing icon. You've been listening to the TalkSport Daily. The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.